We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey, everybody. Lori Hybu here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybu and on Facebook. This week's guest is Patty Jackson. In sixth grade, Patty's passion revealed itself to empower individuals to realize how incredibly powerful, loved, and capable they are, so we can spend less time in conflict and more time enjoying growth and meaningful experiences. Stemmed from her passion, Patty founded Clear Inner Focus, an education company specializing in helping people understand how to maximize their potential, personally, in their relationships, and as an inspirational leader. Over the past 15 years, she has trained thousands of life coaches, business leaders, and individuals in her nationally acclaimed methodology. Her newest business offering is a course called Personal Leadership Masters. It's for any leader who wants to understand and consciously apply their success strategies in new areas of life. Patty is the author of Energy Bubbles 101 and will be launching her next book, Flip Your Focus, a guide to optimizing your evolving life through Henschel House Books. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lori. Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm sure you got lots of good pieces of information, especially as an author of some really fantastic books. But let's start with your definition of motivation, and where exactly does it come from?
My definition of motivation is having that intrinsic desire to get a task done. I used to teach sixth graders who were not in the mainstream. They couldn't get qualified for special ed, yet they just didn't do anything in the classroom. And they were dead. They just didn't want to engage with learning. I had to use external motivation to get them to get motivated. And then eventually they changed their mindset. They were able to start seeing I am and I can and I want. And when they got that internal, intrinsic motivation, then the momentum could pick up. So motivation is that, being able to find that inner dialogue that helps support you in taking the actions that you need to take.
Interesting. So what's the difference between motivation and simply pushing yourself?
I did a triathlon a couple years ago, and yeah, I had to push myself and I was motivated. So the two worked together really well. But sometimes we get stuck in life and then start pushing ourselves to try to get things done. And that explains why sometimes people will, I'm going to muscle my way through losing weight, and then they get into action and they do those things on the outside to make things change, and they're pushing themselves and pushing themselves, hating every minute of it. And then as soon as the diet goes off, bam, everything comes back again. So motivation is different in which we look at the mindset, the number of thoughts that are locked together with our emotions that drive our behavior.
Okay.
And when you can see the thoughts and let yourself feel the emotions that feel bad, that mindset can disassemble. And then when you start to assemble a new mindset, wait a minute, why do I want this? And I can do it because of this. And we start to find those flow thoughts, is what I call them. The I am, I can, I know, I have, I want, and magical what if. We set a mindset that gives us not only the motivation, but also supports our behavior to go in the direction we want it to go.
Interesting. And definitely makes sense. I understand mindset is extremely powerful. So I would say motivation is a lot more powerful than simply pushing yourself.
It's so amazing, because just by realizing the thought that is repeating over and over and over in my head and realizing I've been thinking that, I can let it go. Find a new thought, and things change really quickly.
Yeah. Wow. Really nice. So what is a personal leadership? What is personal leadership? And why is personal leadership the most important part of reaching out and connecting with others?
Personal leadership is the ability to navigate those four things that I can control within me. I use the four things that you can control as your breath, your focus, your imagination, and your response. And the reason why those are so important is because there's so many things we can't control. We talked about being on a diet and being reactive, and all of a sudden the diet's off and you go into that same reactive behavior. Oh, I'm feeling really stressed out. Here comes the Tostitos. You cannot control those reactions. But when you know the tools to look at what you're doing, see the behavior you don't like, and then reboot and start to navigate back on the road to what you do like, you can really lead yourself forward in a sustainable way. So the reason why I think that's so important in motivation and connecting with anybody else is because when I'm in a good place within myself, it's really easy to be present with other people. Mm-hmm. Then I can truly hear them and connect with them.
Yep.
But if I'm all stressed out, if I'm nervous about going to a networking event, if I'm nervous about anything and have those I can't thoughts activated, even if I'm not aware of them,
yep,
I become the person that people don't gravitate towards.
Sure.
Or when I'm talking, I push or I pull or I'm trying and walk away feeling depleted and defeated many times.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense to really... The four things that you can control: breath, focus, imagination, and response, literally taking control of them, are ultimately going to have positive outcomes.
Yeah. So many people know that we stop breathing when we're nervous.
Mm-hmm.
But are you aware of it? My nephew the other day, we were going through a tunnel in California, and he goes, "I'm holding my breath." So, of course, what do I do with the 11-year-old cute nephew next to me? I held my breath, too, and I was fascinated at how long I could hold it without having any discomfort at all.
Wow.
It made me really aware of how many times I do hold my breath when something's going on and I'm not aware of it at all because it wasn't even uncomfortable for many, 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 many seconds.
Interesting. Okay. That's a little exercise I think everyone should probably try doing to some degree, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, Patty, today's conversation is really about networking. And I would imagine motivation and some of mindset are very powerful when it comes to networking, right?
Absolutely.
My goal is to alleviate some of the fears that individuals have when they hear that word networking. So can you help our listeners feel a little bit more comfort by sharing a story that you have around success or your favorite networking experience that you've had?
I think about back in my early days is when the first successes came in that were so magical. I started off as a life coach, just doing one-on-one things and wondering how I was going to begin, who I was going to connect with. And so I realized it would be kind of great to work alongside a doctor who might be referring people to me. And I thought maybe in health clubs I could work with people who are also looking at the mindset and staying on track. So I took some inspired actions and did some things. But leading to the most magical networking event then is I signed up for a networking event at Good Harvest Market, which is a health food store in Waukesha County. And I was there just excited to meet people, to share how cool the tool I have and the things people could get out of it. But before I went, I looked at the roster and I saw a doctor that did alternative medicine in the area. She was really well renowned by my friends. I thought she would be an amazing person to work for.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this knowing that she was going to come to my table and the next thing you know, I'd be asked to work in her office. And so I went to the networking event. I was there working with people one-on-one. It was really busy. Looked over, saw the doctor. Time was running out. I was like, huh, maybe it's not going to happen. And sure enough, there she came right over, sat down. I did the tool with her on something that was challenging in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, right then and there, I ended up working with her. And cool. That opened out the doors to so many more clients and students for many years in the future.
That's fantastic. And what's interesting is you kind of set the intention of what was going to happen in advance of attending the event.
Right. And what I love about the questions and even this podcast is it starts to bring to our awareness, like, what am I doing and what preceded my successes?
Yep.
So even answering these questions, I got to look at all the little dots along the way that led to those really cool places where networking was
cool,
significant.
Yeah, I love that. And it's good little reflection exercise, too.
Yes,
right?
It is.
So in your, vast experience and multiple networking, I mean, you've been doing the life coaching and the position that you're in right now, you've gotten in front of a significant number of people, right?
Right.
What do you do to nurture those relationships that you've created?
One of the most important things that I think I do is I just listen to my heart.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm out on a walk and I'll get an idea, something that would be really helpful to share with my audience. And I'll pull out my camera on my cell phone and just do a quick video. And in that quick video, I really don't care how I look. I've usually got a ski hat on. And what I do is just share the ideas that are coming from my heart. And that just, I love doing that. And I get a lot of really good feedback on that. But most of all, it is just doing some things consistently and then also just following my heart and doing things from my authenticity.
I like that. The consistency is actually extremely important, but then your authenticity goes a long way as well.
Yeah.
What advice would you offer the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Well, I think whenever we are looking to grow, there's a place where we need to learn and there's a place of vulnerability. And that's where I believe it's really important to give yourself some time to think about what you want to learn and what you need to learn, and then explore. Have that beginner's mind. Look around at the options that are there, and then balance it with trying it on a little bit and then being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's some events that I can go to that I am now crystal clear I don't want to go to anymore. And there's some other ones that I'm so eager and excited to open the doors to more of. This
sure.
is a great way to get out and talk to people and really fun. And so, again, I would say explore, listen to your heart, and then keep doing the things that you really like doing, not the things that drain you.
I think it's important to look at it when you're getting started as a learning opportunity. And you have to be vulnerable, like you said, because if you're not stepping outside of your comfort zone, you're not going to grow, right?
Right?
And if you're looking to grow your network, you have to step outside.
Correct.
You have to be vulnerable.
Correct. And so the important thing then is to know that you're going to feel bad.
Uh-huh.
You're going to feel really uncomfortable. You are going to think I'm not good enough. And in a little bit of a way, you aren't. And you are. And to be able to balance those things is I am not as far as I want to be, and I can grow into it.
Mm-hmm.
So really balancing those things and knowing it's normal human stuff to have to navigate those things.
Yep.
Not because there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. That's that imposter syndrome that we all have.
Yes.
And it shows up at times we don't necessarily want it to show up.
I know. And then when it's there, to just look at it and know it's normal.
Yep.
And then where I can steer my focus. I can't control the feeling that comes with it. But if I talk myself into a focus that is in my alignment with my heart and soul, now I've just led myself personally and can go forward authentically.
Sure. Absolutely makes sense. So obviously you're doing some video sharing, which is really cool, and you've attended events. One of my favorite questions is to really understand if you're finding more value in digital networking or traditional networking.
I find the value in traditional. I love being with people face to face. It's where I enjoy things more, and I do get more out of it. Either it's a connection with the people that I'm talking with and a referral to something else, or something good always comes from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely a fan of that face-to-face. But the one-on-one is more challenging than the one-to-many, which is you recording a video of some thought that you had and sharing it to many.
So. And this is both one-on-one, me with you,
yep.
and it gets to go
yep.
out to
this
many.
Is very
so
true.
A nice, innovative way to do both.
I love it. Okay, Patty, if you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you tell yourself to do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
I love that question because, of course, I wouldn't do anything differently because that's what got me to where I am today, and
sure.
it has to be. And what I know today that would be really fun for any 20-year-old to know is that by really getting clear on your vision of what you want and visiting it in the morning and then noticing where it's showing up, life becomes really magical and doors open really quickly.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Can you talk about a little bit more about the visiting your vision in the morning?
Yeah. So what I do in the morning, and I like to do it in the morning because my mind is quiet and clear, I have topics that I'm growing in. I think we're human beings and we're always wanting to make mm-hmm. a positive impact and grow. And so currently I have about 4 topics that I really want to grow in and see the growth. So on those topics, I have defined what it would look like when it grows. And it's not specifically, like it's not, I will make this much money, but it will feel like this. I will be respected. I will be able to see the light in other people's eyes. These kind of things. So I just kind of visit that and imagine it. And then as I do that in the morning, I can go backwards and see places the day before where it showed up all over the place.
Oh, cool.
So it's sort of training my conscious and subconscious mind to work together to go in the direction of those things mm-hmm. because what we focus on expands. So it helps me to go that way. It helps me to respond when it's not there from my power, from my personal leadership. And it just makes things really magical.
And I like the reference to how did I engage in this activity yesterday? So the reflection, but also looking forward at the same time.
Right. I find that when people are growing and I'm working with them, many times the growth is right there and they didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't see it, it's hard to do more of it.
Yeah.
And so I do it for myself in the morning.
Well, it's, you know, a parent-child relationship where they're with them every single day, but then, you know, I'm the aunt that only sees my niece once a year,
right.
And it's like, wow, there's huge growth and change that's happened over that year.
Yeah. And the thing about life is really, it's not about getting there. It's about seeing growth and enjoying each step of the way, because yep. when we get there, there's always going to be more.
Enjoy the journey, right?
Yeah. So that helps me do that.
Nice. All right, Patty, we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation. Now, who would be the one person that you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
This was such a fun question to ponder. My book is about to come out, and I want a foreword on it. And I just finished the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, and I'm all jazzed about it. So I think it would be so cool to get her to write a foreword for the front of my book. And so from your question of that, I thought about what if I use that vulnerability and the learning curve we talked about to start exploring and seeing what I can do
uh-huh.
to use those connections to possibly get her or someone like her
sure.
to write a foreword for my book. So I do believe that since I'm now aware of it and I'm and committed to take some steps
awesome.
To get connected, it's underway. I'll get back to you on how that works.
Yeah, I'd love to hear yep. how that pans out. And I love that this question kind of sparked the challenge that you've already taken some steps on.
Yep.
So well done.
Thank you for the question.
I think you're the first guest that has already started actually acting on it.
I'm underway.
Okay, so as an entrepreneur, I'm a lifelong learner, as I would say most entrepreneurs are to some degree. And I know you've written some books, obviously, but what books are you reading?
Like I said, I just finished Big Magic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading 4 Feet from Gold. And I'm really looking forward to, I'm not exactly sure of the one title, but it's on deck and it's The One Thing That Can Change Everything, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. So that's my next book on deck.
Nice. Awesome. All right. Any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
The most important thing is to listen to and support yourself. Because when you take some time to just breathe, love and accept yourself no matter what you're going through, whether you're completely not motivated or you're really excited, connecting with yourself and hearing and listening and taking those next steps forward, I believe, is the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is important to listen to yourself. You don't want to burn yourself out,
mm-hmm.
But you don't want to just sit idle either.
Correct.
There's a good balance. And your body is often telling you where those breaking points are.
Exactly.
Good. Patty, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
I can be found at clearinnerfocus.com, where I have all my contact information there. But I'm always open to texts and private messages through LinkedIn or Facebook is a great way to get a hold of me. Telephone, not so much because of all the robo-dialers that are out there these
sure.
days.
All right. And we will include all of those links in our show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Patty for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.